Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Before we get to like our big announcement, which we're all very excited about, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Fog Belt. It's one of my favorite breweries. You guys have a really great spot in Santa Rosa. You have another spot in Healdsburg now. Tell us a little bit about Fog Belt.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thanks for the plug. We we opened just over 9 years ago. We had a small little tap room brew pub in Santa Rosa. We've sort of just grown that organically thanks to a lot of loyal guests who have been coming to visit us since the beginning. We decided to name our beers after famous redwood trees, and redwood trees actually get a lot of the moisture that they need to survive and thrive actually from the fog, and they have really cool names like Hyperion and Del Norte and Icarus and stuff, so we thought that would be kind of a cool name for a beer. My business partner Paul and I were doing a grape harvest in New Zealand back in the early 2000s, and we were working the graveyard shift, and when we got off of work, there wasn't any bars open for us to go get a beer at, and so we resorted to home brewing. We started getting some home brewing equipment from the local grocery store, and just one thing led to another, and we just kind of started brewing more and more beer, and eventually, about 10 years later, finally kind of got our act together and sort of hodgepodged our little brewery, and just have been growing it, as organically as possible over the last 9 years. And it's really good. We're really happy to be here, happy to be making beer and be part of the industry, which is a really, really great industry here locally.
Yeah, it really is. Here in Sonoma County specifically, that there's just so many breweries, which is awesome. I mean, I don't think any of us are complaining. And I love the idea and what I've seen from working with different breweries, just that you guys all kind of have some camaraderie, even though you're essentially competition.
Paul and I sort of have the mindset, and I think we share it with a lot of the local breweries around here, that the rising tide raises all ships. And, growing up in the wine industry like we did, you look at the really popular wineries, and it's they probably wouldn't be around if there wasn't so many other wineries for people to come visit. So everybody's success, I think, does everybody else in the industry a lot of good. And the longer we've been around, we kind of have more people who are interested in sort of teaming up and trying to collaborate with us. And like the River, for example, radio station. It's all kind of shameless self-promotion, but it's also just promoting the industry in general around here.
Here in the radio world, we're all about shameless self-promotion. So great segue into the fact that it is 2023 is the River's 20-year anniversary. And we came to you guys and thought, hey, how cool would it be if we made a beer to celebrate the 20 years of the River, celebrate Fog Belt, Battle of the Brews is coming up, so what a great way to bring it on out there. So you guys were gracious enough to make a beer for us for the River's 20th anniversary. We were very excited, and we're thanking you very much.
Yeah, we're excited too. JP, you want to talk a little bit about the beer?
Yeah.
Our head brewer, JP Bilotti.
Yeah, we're excited to be making this beer with you, and we chose to make an IPA, which, that's kind of what has kept us afloat through COVID, and now that we're out, we're happy to still celebrate it. A good, solid 7.2% IPA. We're using a new experimental yeast fit, and we can't wait for you to get to try it at Battle of the Brews.
I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's we used a few different hops in there, some new experimental stuff, and then we're also using classic Mr. Nelson to really brighten it up, give it an awesome juicy pop to it, full-bodied, well-rounded, really juicy tropical flavor. Built different from the ground up for you guys. Brand new beer for us. Really wanted to make it original for you. And we've been smelling it and tasting it throughout, and we cannot wait to rip.
So yeah, this is we're doing this at Battle of the Brews, which is April 1st at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. When you stop by the Fog Belt booth, they will have this River 20th anniversary IPA available for you to try. I'll be out there for a little while. We're going to be hanging out and just having beers and having a good time. And we thank you guys so much for working with us on this and help us celebrating 20 years of rocking Sonoma County.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for helping us celebrate 9 years of providing quality craft beer and food to the community. We're also going to have this beer on tap at both of our tap rooms. I guess that goes without saying. So
Excellent.
If you're done with Battle of the Brews, or if you feel like having that beer again, you know, the Sunday after Battle of the Brews or whatever, you know, well, it'll be available.
All right, I am penciling that in. I shall be there. All right, Remy awesome. And JP from Fog Bell, thank you guys so much for chatting with me this morning, and we'll see you at Battle of the Brews.
Very good. Thanks, Daniel. Take care.